Hello and welcome to a very special episode of We Love Books, the show where we absolutely love books, and we know you do too. I'm Niamh Bennett, but that is very much beside the point today, because this show is all about our listeners. As well as reading, they enjoy writing. And you might remember that way back before something called COVID came along, we held a creative writing competition. You sent in entries in your hundreds, and we had quite the job whittling your incredible creativity down to just 10 winners. Well, now we're bringing you those winners and their stories one by one on our radio station and on our We Love Books podcast feed. Our winners were very patient with us and waited a long time until it was deemed safe to come into RTE and record their work. And now we present to you our top writers. Today we meet one of our highly commended writers who wrote on the theme, Your What? Oscar Fulham.
My name is Oscar Fulham and my story's name is I'll Tell Them Today. I had a friend who came out as gay in sixth class and it kind of inspired me to write a story about the topic. It's a story about Sean's friend called Luke who is not safe coming out to his parents, but in the end some things work out for him. What helped me write the story was I talked to my friend a bit and luckily his parents are very accepting of him, but he also knew some people who had more difficulty coming out as gay. I like writing. I find it's very fun and it helps me relax in stressful times. I'm currently in a Belvedere writing competition in which we have to write three short stories. My first story is during the famine and it's done in letters and I haven't started writing the other two yet. I entered this competition because I find short story writing very fun and I try to do it as much as possible. Some of my favourite writers are Philip Pullman and Roald Dahl. I like Roald Dahl because it's comically interesting and Philip Pullman has great storyline. I think it's important to write as much as possible because it helps your creativity and it can really help you if you're in a stressful time to escape into another world. This is my story, I'll Tell Them Today. I hope you enjoy it. I'll Tell Them Today by Oscar Fulham. I'm Sean, and yesterday my friend Luke told his parents he was gay, and they did not take it very well. It all started about 3 months ago when he came out and told me, I'm gay. To say the least, I was quite surprised, but I didn't want to embarrass him. How long do you think you've known you're gay? I asked. A few years, I think, said Luke. Okay, that really surprised me, and I think I showed it. You think I'm weird, don't you? My friend said with accusing eyes. That was the thing about Luke. He sometimes accused people of thinking he was weird. Well, he wasn't. I would just say sometimes a bit quirky. He was funny and clever and he thought about things in different ways. You're my mate. I would never think you're weird, I replied. Have you told anybody else? Nope, just you. That made me feel like our friendship was still strong, even after the Friday incident. It involved Coke and Mentos and a lot of toilet roll, in case you were wondering. You should tell your parents, I said. I'm sure they'll accept you for who you are. Although we were best friends, I had never actually met his parents. Yeah, just one problem with that, he said, a bit uneasily. They are a bit, strict. In what way? He looked down. I never get to choose what I want to do, and I think they'll be angry. He looked defeated. You still should tell them, you know, I said. Yeah, I know. I think I'll tell them today. He said that every day for 3 months. Today, I tell them. Okay, actually, this time, I'll tell them. He never told them. Until the day before yesterday, I told him, I'm coming back to your house tomorrow with you, and you are going to tell them you are gay. Luke went pale. No, I'll tell them today, he said. No, you said that for 3 months, I said. He sighed and looked up. Okay. With you there. So that brings us to yesterday when Luke and I went to his house. His dad opened the door. Take off your shoes and coats, said his mum. Luke looked hypnotized. I think Luke has something to say, I hinted. Luke looked like he was about to speak in front of the whole world. I need a haircut, he blurted out.
I facepalmed. The other thing, I said. Oh, right. I'm gay. He actually said it. I don't think his parents were that pleased. You're what? I was instantly told to leave. But today, as he came to school, he smiled at me and said, "My mum accepted me for who I am." "And your dad?" I asked. He looked down. "Not yet," he said. "But I hope my mum will talk him around."
And you can listen to our other winning entries anytime you like on our We Love Books podcast feed. And you can find plenty of jam-packed episodes of We Love Books there too, of course. A big thank you to all of our fantastic writers who entered the competition, to all of our wonderful winners, and to you for listening. I'm Niamh Bennett, this is We Love Books, and until next time, happy reading!